Us staying together, if you will. Thankful we provided a place to gather tonight, thanks. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful. Lord, every opportunity we receive, Lord, to be able to gather together. Lord, it's such a privilege to gather under thy Spirit. Lord, knowing we're going to hear from you, it's a promise you made. Father, we believe you. We trust you. Lord, we just ask, Lord, as we do, that you would grant to us understanding and revelation, Father, something that we need. You know where we're at on our walk in this life. You know what may be causing problems. Maybe we don't understand something. Maybe there's a word on the shelf, Father, that we're waiting for a revelation of. You know all things, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray that you would just have your way tonight. Bless us now. The few songs you've laid on my heart, Lord, just, Lord, may it just clear our hearts and minds, Father. Prepare us for your word. We ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise it. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me. I think I'd like to, in the, it's our capstone books, page 85, at Calvary. Amen.
Years I spent in vanity and pride. Oh,
he did for us on Calvary, saints. Never forget what he's done for us. Page 69 is over a couple pages there. Jesus signed my pardon. I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold. Just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. But the door swung open, Jesus spoke to me. I have signed your pardon, you may now go free. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, oh, life is now worth living since I have been set free. I'm so glad he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, yes, he paid it all. Oh, Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Amen. Oh, he signed my pardon, saints. So thankful. In our Only Believe book, say amen, page 207. Just thinking of what he did for me, saints. Amen. His mercy and his grace. I see a crimson stream of blood. On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and rays of hope for tomorrow across our path were
So much to thank you for, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, in light of the songs tonight, thinking about you dying on the cross for our sins. Lord, shed blood, Lord, for all the sins in our life we don't have to carry around with us anymore. Lord, it's such freedom in thy precious holy word. So thankful for what you've done for us. And Lord, where would we be without you tonight? And Lord, we're so thankful for your grace and your mercy. Lord, as each one of us, Lord, that lifted our hands, and Lord, maybe those who are not here, Lord, that has a special need upon their heart. Lord, you know all about it, Lord, and we ask you to take care of it, Lord, according to your perfect will. Lord, we ask you to heal the sick. Lord, ease, Lord, and give rest to the minds, Lord, that need it. Lord, you know every situation in every life. Lord, there's no way we begin to know each and every situation that people go through in their lives. But Lord, you do. And Lord, we pray for those and uplift them before you tonight.
Yes.
Just have your way now, Lord. And as the word comes forth, Lord, bless us with thy precious revelation. Lord, that is more important than anything else in this life. Lord, we ask you to bless your man to service now and have your way. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise is. Alright, let's just go ahead and sing the song. I only believe that's our brothers.
possible. Only believe.
Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, it truly has been good to be here already. And Lord, as we sing these precious songs and our mind goes back, as our brother said, Lord, how it truly is just inspiring, Lord, and it strengthens us. And Lord, how it causes a praise and worship to go back out to you. And Lord, as we reminisce and just think of how great you are. And Father, we just humbly come tonight, Lord, these few words that I'll speak, Lord, that you've laid upon my heart. Father, may it stir us, may it strengthen us in some way. And Lord, we'll never fail to see you receive the glory and the honor for it all. And we commit the rest of this service into your hands. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Did you love him?
Amen.
Amen. May seem a little simple tonight, but it just, Lord works in ways sometimes we don't understand how things come about, but you know, God's word is spirit in his life, and that's what we're going to do tonight, is just renew our minds to some things that he has spoken. And if you, while you're standing, if you want to turn with me to the book of Job, I'll read a verse of scripture here. Amen. Bear with me as well, as I didn't put markers in these, so we'll find them here. Job, the 38th chapter. Amen. Amen. These pages are bad for sticking together. Job 38, and let's go to the, let's drop down here to about the first, let's just start at the first verse here in the 38th chapter, realizing this is where the Lord began to speak to Job, and he says, Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, and I will demand of thee an answer, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? And declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof? And if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? And whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sing together, and all of the sons of God shouted for joy. And who shut up the sea with doors when it brake forth as if it issued out of the womb? And when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break it up from my decreed place, and set bars and doors. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. I wanted to just catch the essence there of when this is one of the first places that it's referenced in the scriptures. And this was before the world began. I want you to notice that. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. And we know God is an object of worship and he longed to be worshiped. The prophets taught us these things. And you know, in these human bodies, our feeble ways we have is just to worship, is to sing. When the singing is an expression that we use, making words and melodies in our heart, and it comes out. But if you ever stop to think about it, how God set it forth, that he'd give us a voice box, and he'd give us the voice, and then he placed something down inside that would stimulate us enough to make us want to sing out and to rejoice. And before there was ever a moon or a star, we were singing and shouting in God's mind. Amen. Just think about it. Amen. And here we are tonight, doing the same thing. Why? Because we were predestinated for that purpose, to worship and to magnify God. And you know, as you think about this, just how down through the scriptures, every place, and we you know, our pastor has preached on worship and things, but I want you to just think about it tonight personally for you, not as the gift God has given you to be able to give back to Him. And what a wonderful opportunity it is. And if you would, we're going to read quite a few scriptures. If you would, we'll go to Exodus, the 14th chapter. Back a few books. Amen. Exodus 14. Just good to refresh our mind with some of these things. Don't read some things the prophet said. Here in Exodus 14 and the 27th verse. And this isn't my words. This is the words of the Lord. And He made sure it was recorded here for a purpose because He knew we were going to need to be refreshed. So here in the 14th chapter and the 27th verse, we'll pick up. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. And there remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. And then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. And spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt Him. And oh, how that must have, just think of this situation and the singing that went forth. They were just standing there seeing a physical enemy destroyed and their natural life spared. But the mighty hand of God moved, and look at the result of the praise and the glory that came from it. And oh my, can you imagine how God must have felt as He was listening and looking down upon His people and seeing them rejoice at what He had done, worshiping Him, magnifying Him for His greatness and all that He is. Amen. Let's turn over here to Isaiah. Let me see here first. Amen. Yeah, we'll go over to Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. There's many, many psalms as you're turning. You know, there's many, many psalms where David spoke and, you know, in different places. Sing unto the Lord, Psalms 30 and 4. Sing unto the Lord, O you saints of His, and give thanks for the remembrance of His holiness. Sing unto the Lord all the earth, and show forth from day to day His salvation. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing aloud unto God our strength, and make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. O come and let us sing unto the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. O sing unto the Lord a new song, and sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless His name, and show forth His salvation from day to day. And Psalms 98, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm hath gotten Him victory. Make a joyful noise to the Lord in the earth, and make a loud noise, rejoice and sing His praise. How God must have really wanted to be worshipped. How He wanted to hear, not someone else singing in your stead, but He wanted to hear them coming from your lips, your praise going up to Him. And oh my, how we ought to make sure we not letting the rocks get an opportunity to have to cry out in our place. But how it ought to be our voice lifting here at church, all wherever we are throughout the day, every moment of the day, even in the night, all lifting up praise unto His name, singing and making melody in our hearts unto the Lord for what He has done for who? Me? No, for you. As an individual, we each one giving back to Him what He's blessed us with. Amen. To be able to do. Amen. Here in Luke 19. Just to think about all these scriptures that are in the Bible as you go through. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped over Isaiah 42. I got carried away. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42.
And about the fifth verse we'll pick up. Thus saith the God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out. He hath spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it. He hath giveth breath unto the people upon it, and a spirit to them that walketh therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, and that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass. New things I do declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song in his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that there is, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains, and let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Oh my, he wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear you making melody. He give us a voice and vocal cords for a reason. Amen. And may we not withhold it from him, but may we truly exercise it with all that's in us. To be heard of man, no, but to let him see and to realize he knows the heart. But oh, to hear that sweet praise being lifted up before him in song. Not just to... just a sweet melody, a love affair going back. Oh my, how sweet it is. Amen. Let's go on over here to Luke now, the 19th chapter. Luke 19. Just very familiar places, but just to think about it as you put it, as we stir up our hearts. In Luke 1. And let me see, where did I write that down? Luke. Amen. We'll start here about the four. Yeah, we'll go to Luke, the second chapter, and pick up about the eighth verse. I'm sorry, I got that wrote down there wrong. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Thank the Lord. Amen. Each one of us, how great it was. Amen. That he humbled himself to come the way that he did, that he could be my Savior and pay the price, as we sang. And it shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And there was suddenly with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, and goodwill towards man. Oh my, even as he humbled himself and come to earth, there was singing taking place, announcing his coming. How it ought to just ring out in our hearts how much he enjoys the worship and the songs that we give back to him, the praise. This, you know, just think as David is himself, you know, as he sat there as a psalmist and just himself making melody and writing down those words that he wrote as he talked to the Lord, you know, and oh my, how it ought to be the same with us today as we sit wherever we may be going throughout the day, throughout the night, wherever it is, there should just always be that readiness on our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you. Praising. And it just, you can't help yourself. It's always there. It's always on your mind. It's always moving. There's just should be a song of praise burning in our hearts. Why? Because it started before there was a moon or a star. And it's going to continue after this earth is gone and passed away. But oh my, There's going to be a day. Hallelujah. It's coming. Amen. Let's see here. Let's go to Acts, the 16th chapter. You know, you say, well, it's always easy to sing when life's going my way and everything looks right. And it's just doing what, you know, everything's good and, oh, I can sing then. But I want you to remember Paul and Silas. This little story in the book of Acts, don't ever forget it. Amen. As things looked pretty dim. And I want you to notice, you know, sometimes it's easy to maybe get a little discouraged. We're doing the best we can, living for God, doing everything just the way He wants it. And maybe it just seems like there's obstacles on every hand. They're just blocking and things don't seem to be moving. But I want you to think about this as we'll start about the 17th verse of the 16th chapter. And Paul and Silas, and it says, we'll start 16th verse. And as it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Looked like the whole group was against them. The whole city didn't want them there. Notice all the odds were against them. And here they were in working, doing the work of the Lord and moving forward to spread His glorious message. And he says, to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Just two little people down in an old jail, beaten in misery, laying there, their bodies hurting, bleeding. But yet there was still something down on the inside that, oh, I will praise Him. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the blessed name of the Lord shall be praised. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh my, he saw reality in their lives. Even in the darkest, maybe despair pit they were in, there was still a joy and a bell ringing and a praise going forth from their lips, no matter what they were facing. And you know, the prophet, you know, a couple different places here. This is in the Message of Paradox. This was preached August the 1st, 63. Just as he says, you know, there's something about a song that's got power in it. We all know that. We're aware of that, see? Look at the army when they sing songs and play the music. Do you know the approach to war in the army of God is first by music? The singers went before the ark rejoicing and singing. And then come the ark. And then the battle, that's right. So that's the right approach. And that's the reason when we come into service at night, what do? We sing hymns of the Lord, then the ark, the word, read the word, and then the battle, and then we're in. So the great banners are flying tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God, may be exalted and the enemy be put to flight. And God win the victory tonight and save souls, heal the sick, the afflicted, and cause those that are weary, stooped, and low, to raise up their heads and rejoice and get glory unto Himself. Amen. Think about this, how God has put it all in order. He placed it in this manner that He's set it forth for us. here in the message, this is in the message Look, preached April 28th, 63. He says, paragraph 6, he said, there's nothing like music. You know God heals by music. Did you know that? Uh-huh. God heals by music. God heals by love. God heals by medicine. God heals by prayer. God has many ways of healing. Depends on what type you need. Sometimes a little love stretched out will just cure an old sore. An old place that's been a grudge or something, it'll heal right over. Just a little love, a little care. And sometime when you feel all down, as we call it in a street expression, down in the dump, see, just put on one of those tapes, that music or a record, and go to playing it. And the first thing you know, you're patting your foot or your hand, and it's all over then. You're right up and ready to go again. Look at the power that God has given us through the worship that he's placed in our hearts. Have you ever been in that place to where it's maybe at your lowest, but all you can do is raise up your hand, but there's still something that just wants to cry out and to praise him? And you watch the clouds roll back. The situation may still look mighty bleak. It might, but yet the whole atmosphere, the whole attitude will change if you get in the right atmosphere with the composer. And oh my, watch what he can do. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me jump over here real quick. He got, this is in the message, Leadership, preached 10/31/65, paragraph 5. He says, Brother Bram speaking, he said, I like good singing. I just love real good singing. I've always said when I get to heaven, I want to get to where they're singing and listen. And I never could get my fill of singing. You know, singing gives courage. You know that, don't you? When the soldiers are going to battle, you know what they do. He says, they play music and sing and things that gives them courage. And we're going to battle and we sing and it gives us courage to go on. How much we should embellish being able to just take the time to pray and to just sing and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord. It'll change every situation. It will change your entire outlook on everything just to get into his presence and to worship him. And not just singing, anybody can sing, but only a special few can truly sing from the depths of their heart with true meaning and worship, knowing that the price that he paid for them on that cross at Calvary and what he's done for them because they've seen their name written all through the pages of this precious book. That's a special people. That's a special group. And by God's grace, if you find yourself in that number, oh, how it ought to make us rejoice in every situation. Hallelujah. This is in the message, Does God Ever Change His Mind About His Word? April 27, 1965. He said, paragraph 132, he said, I like good singing. I like real good old-fashioned Pentecostal singing. But I cannot stand that put-on stuff. It just simply don't go with me. Hold your breath till you're blue in the face just to be heard. I believe in singing from your heart in the Spirit of God like I heard in here a while ago. I like good old-fashioned shouting. But I think shouting can go on just if the music is going on or not. The Spirit of God upon the people, it brings down the blessings and the power of God. And I believe man can testify and sing and praise God at their work, wherever they are, truly, wherever they are. Amen. How it ought to strike our hearts a little bit greater. Do I sing? Do I make melody into my heart? Am I truly rejoicing day and night as I walk the narrow way? Just think of all the precious words to these different songs that have been written down on pages that God has given the inspiration to. This was, amen, we caught that. Hallelujah. But let's turn over here. Let's go on ahead and go over to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. As Paul continued to expound a little bit on these things as well. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Not going to hold you very long tonight. Just wanted to refresh your mind to what a joy it can be to truly lift up your voice in praise and honor and glory unto Jesus Christ. Ephesians. Back up. Amen. I went too far. Ephesians 5, 19 to 20. Paul speaking, he says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, and giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So every situation, every circumstance, every trial, it don't matter. Give thanks always for all things, because it's working together for your good. Amen. In some way. You know, when you look back down over your life and you see the many valleys and maybe the places you hit that were low and you were maybe drugged down and maybe it seemed like there just wasn't no sun shining above. But oh, God's never ever mindful of his own. And it doesn't take long. At some point when you get through that circumstance and get back down the road, and when you can look back, you can see the glory of the God shining and showing forth. Think about the children of Israel as they come up against that Red Sea. It looked pretty bleak at the moment. They didn't have a whole lot of hope. They didn't have a whole lot of faith yet that God would take them and save them. But when they seen that water rolled back and they got through to the other side, oh my, what a praise. What a jubilee was happening on the banks of that river. And how the jubilee ought to be in our hearts every day when we see that I've been born again. I'm free from sin. I am happy night and day. And oh, it makes me shout. And it makes me happy. And it makes me glad. And oh my, it don't matter what this world throws at me, what I've got to face, what I got to go through. I know he is leading and he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. And oh my, there's just something down in me. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. It just rings and it continues to run all through your life. Amen. We go over here to Colossians real quick. Amen. Colossians 3. And we'll just pick up here at the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. And may that truly be the desire of our hearts. May we truly lift up his name and exalt him, praise him and worship him, and make sure that everyone knows that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Amen. Just a few simple words for this evening, but may it just striking ring out into our hearts. Lord, I was put here for your glory, for your honor. You gave me the voice I have. You gave me the strength I have. And as David put it, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. May we not be found slacking and letting ourselves down. Amen. Let's turn over to Luke, the 19th chapter. I think I skipped over that. Let's just read it real quick. Amen. Luke 19 and 30. Amen. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go you into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never set a man. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And they were loosing the colt. The owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory to the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitudes said unto him, Master, rebuke these thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And oh my, I don't want no stone crying out in my place. I want him to know that I appreciate him and I love him. Amen. And I want my, long as I've got strength in this body, I want to lift my voice in honor and glory to him. Amen. And may my life be a written testimony unto him of his glory that he's departed unto us. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Just a few words praying. You can take something from it this evening. And keep us, give us joy for the journey. Amen. And keep us pressing. And to keep us praying, because soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Amen. Amen. Oh, what a day it's going to be. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus. Soon and very soon. Amen. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Amen. Oh, aren't you looking forward to it? Oh, I am. Amen. And I just pray that we'll keep our hearts open and crying out to the Lord for understanding of the word that we have, that would bring us to that final place of rapturing faith. Amen. Asking him for understanding and eye salve that we could see. Oh, he's so precious. Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, we just want to say thank you all for you've done for us, Lord. When we see where you brought us from and where we could have been. And Lord, it's only your grace and mercy that you've shown to each one of us. And Lord, you give us strength for day to day. And Lord, you've never left us nor forsaken us. And Lord, you've always been right there watching over us. You knew what we would have to face before we ever faced it. And you made sure we've had the strength to endure. And Lord, by your mercy and grace, you've called us a people. And by your grace, we've seen we're part of them. The Lord that's here to endure until you take that little bride off of this earth. And Lord, maybe right now it's times of peace and comfort and satisfaction, Lord. Maybe the road fixing to come, Lord, might be rough and rugged for a few days. But Lord, don't let us lose the joy of our salvation, Lord, or forget where you brought us from and where you're taking us to. But no matter how rough the road may be, Lord, may we find the strength to lift up our voice in glory and praise unto you. And Lord, ever lean upon your everlasting arm, for you will see us through. We're so thankful, Lord, for what you're doing for us. We pray for any, Lord, tonight that may be not feeling well, that you would strengthen them, heal their bodies. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue to lead and guide our pastor. Lord, lay upon his heart those things that we have need of. The Lord, he could feed the little lambs and sheep of God here under his care. And Father, we'll never fail to make sure, Lord, that through it all, you receive the glory and the honor. And we ask it all now in the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus, From the Rising of the Sun. Amen. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the name of the Lord shall be praised. From the rising of the sun going down of the same, the name of So wonderful. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed.